had people made it down here too.
Oh yeah. I was in Denver, Colorado, 1968, and I bought a newspaper, and the headlines on the thing was they had stopped an 18-wheeler on the freeway there from Dawsonville, Georgia, and it was loaded. That's all I had. It was a full 18-wheeler
full of
white whiskey. So, yeah, I can remember as a kid seeing those cars come through here. There was a distribution point across the river over Pitts Road. Mr. Darling had a service station over there. And I don't know that he was involved. I just know this was a location where these cars would come in out of the hills of North Georgia, and they'd drop off all the liquor there, and then the cars would come out from Atlanta and pick it up and take it into Atlanta. It was just to beat the system. You didn't. Probably quantity had something to do with the strength of the fine, or the, you know, how big the fine or the jail term would be. So they broke it down into smaller commodities from that point on into Atlanta.
Oh, how interesting.
My dad had two first cousins. They were big time during Prohibition. And they brought a lot of theirs into Atlanta from Ella J.
Mm-hmm.
But when Prohibition was over, they quit.
Mm.
And they moved to Tampa, Florida, went in construction business, and there's a part of a freeway named after them down there now. So, you know, they just made money.
That was a good way to make money.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, people are going to drink.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Got to feed your family somehow.
Yeah, right. And it's in the what a lot of people don't realize is that business was a carryover from something that was legal. Mr. Dugan, who was an early entrepreneur here, had permits. You get federal permits to make it, mm-hmm. sell it. And then one day, and then Prohibition came along. Well, you couldn't do that any longer. Well, what do you mean you can't do that any longer? Who's going to stop me? You know, so that's when the negative side of all that came about.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people in Georgia, I'm sure in North Carolina too, that made that perfectly legally.
Yeah.
Sold it legally, paid their taxes on it, mm-hmm. you know, through the permits they had. And it was a way of life. But you don't get that. The way of life is... Yeah, you know, it's always been a criminal offense, which it really hadn't been. They just carried on something that they'd always done and their family had always done.
Yeah, where I come from, people look like it felt like it was like the federal government, aka the Yankees, like,
yeah,
you know,
right.
trying to take their
yeah.
livelihood
right.
away.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if moonshine making is a southern thing. I don't know if they did that up north or not.
They did it to a point. I don't think it carried over.
As, probably wasn't
you know,
as
like
good.
It did in the South.
Probably wasn't as good.
Well, no, it couldn't have been as good. No way. They would have tried to squeeze another dollar out of
exactly,
it.
Exactly, exactly.
Which is part of the Yankee, that's how they succeeded, was trying to figure out how to make another dollar out of what they're already making a dollar out of.
I was going to say, it might be a little watery.
Yankee ingenuity. Yeah. My grandfather used to get us apple brandy every Christmas. We make, and we still do. We don't have the homemade apple brandy, but we still make ginger stew.
Mm.
And it's just